Harford and White. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Well, we all know it is Suncorp Super Netball Grand Final week this week. We had Sherelle on yesterday. She was talking all about it, but we don't want assistants. We want the main coach. We want the senior coach of the Melbourne Vixens getting ready for the Grand Final Sunday, 1 p.m. against the West Coast Fever, and we've been able to track her down. Simone McInnes is in charge, and she joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Great to have you with us. Now, Sherelle's nice. She's an entree to the main fair, is what we consider that. Because you're in charge of this mighty Melbourne Vixens outfit. How are you? How are they placed? How are you feeling leading into the grand final and the preparations before Sunday?
Actually, feeling really good. And, the girls are in a really good place. We feel strong. We feel confident. I think there's a really good belief amongst the group. But we'll have our main training session today, and that'll be an important one for us. But everybody's really good mindset. They've worked really hard to come this far and just looking forward to really finishing it off in the best possible way.
We've talked through the season of Super Netball with all of our guests through the year from all teams and across the country about the rhythm of the season, Simone, and how it's been sort of thrown cat amongst the pigeons a few times. You've had games in short blocks and you've had extended breaks like normal, and now you've had a week off. How do you see that affecting the rhythm of the play?
It has been interesting because when we started off with a game a week, and then we went into two games a week, and we got into a really good rhythm with that. And then when we changed back to one game a week, it took us a little time to adjust. And I think particularly winning the semi-final, meaning that we had the 2 weeks before the next game, it was important for us to really plan that block of time because we're at our best when we're like training and competing hard consistently. So we've tried to maintain that as best we can across these 2 weeks, and you know, continuing match play and continuing the focus and the intent and purpose about what we do.
And having a week off from a squad perspective might prove pretty handy, because Kate Eddy, last time I saw her, she was in a moon boot. Will she be playing on the weekend?
Yet to be decided, but that's where having that extra week has been a positive, because there's a couple of little niggles and everything in the group that just gives us a little bit of extra time and breathing space for that. Everything with Kate Eddy has been progressing really well and progressing as it should be, and we'll be giving her, you know, every opportunity to be available. We'll decide that as late as we can, but things are looking positive or have been moving forward positively with Kate. I mean, she's had, you know, her first year back with us, and she's been so consistently strong in that wing defence position. So it was a huge loss for us when she was injured, but certainly, you know, we've got a really good squad, and we had Nellie Smith that has come in and done the job as well. So all fingers crossed for Kate Eddy, because it would be certainly disappointing for her to miss out on another grand final, but obviously confidence in the squad that we have to still do the job.
It wouldn't be a grand final without someone being in a hyperbaric chamber during the week or doing, you know, the big dramas about someone.
Oh, I know. And we sort of had that a bit with Lizzie Watson as well when she hurt her ankle, even though we weren't heading into a grand final. But, you know, that was a tough recovery for her, and there was never any guarantee that she was going to be okay to play. So it's part and parcel of competitive sports.
We were talking to Sherelle a bit over the last few weeks about going from, as you were saying before, that compressed schedule of playing twice a week to having all this time to think about a grand final, you know, all this additional rest, and you're in a hub. Do you have to try and guide the players through that to think less about netball and what's ahead and try and get out and do other things, or do you just let them go about their own devices?
It's been a bit of both, and the one thing with this group, they have been really smart and really, they know themselves and what they need and don't need, and they know each other and support each other for what they need and don't need. Some need space and time and others don't, but we had a team dinner on Monday night, and Bianca Chatfield, our former captain, came and spoke to the group, and you know, she spoke about her experience in finals and about not overthinking it before you get to the game. But I think we've done a really good job the whole time we've been away in living here as if we were at home. So it's, you know, the girls have their own time. It's team stuff when it's team stuff, but other than that, it's your own time. And they've been really good at balancing that. And I see that again this week.
And from a game perspective, and from a theme, I imagine as a coach you come up with a theme to sort of hold on to. And Is the Tegan Phillip, Caitlin Thwaites retirement part of the theme, or is what's happening in Victoria part of the theme? How have you set it up to give them a focal point for the game?
Look, that's all part of it. It's in the background, though. But, you know, when you come down to it, it is about us and each other and doing it for the team and for each other and for everything that we've been through to get to this point. We've got to keep that focus and keep that team mentality. And, yes, you know, Caitlin and Teague, and that was, you know, when they announced their retirement, that was, you know, quite an emotional time. But, you know, we just want to be playing the best netball we can beside each other in that last game, and that's the best thing that we can do for Caitlin and Teague, the best thing that we can do for each other, and the best team that we can do for our supporters and Victoria. It all comes back to doing it for ourselves and each other.
Yep, and you have to come past the West Coast Fever team that are in pretty good form. They did a bit of a number on the Lightning last weekend, and their speed of ball through the midcourt was what caught my eye. And when you've got someone like Jahneel Fowler down there in the circle, then you'd be stupid not to, I suppose. And outside of going the knuckle, which we don't encourage, Simone, how do you stop Jahneel Fowler?
Well, it is, and I think Fever, particularly in the back end of the season, have really been playing some really good netball. And as you say, they've got that Jahneel Fowler in the goal circle, which is, you can't beat her on her own. So, and as you noted, that speed through the mid-court, we have to be stopping that flow and stopping that ball through the mid-court. And that is a strength of ours, is our defence and our full-court defence. And we come into the finals with the best defensive record. So it's going to take, you know, unbelievable amount of work rate and commitment for that defensive side of things. But the other side of it is we've got the, three anyway that we've been rating shooters. We've got great shooters. Shooters capable of shooting from anywhere.
Yep.
Bottom line is we back ourselves. We're going to have to work exceptionally hard to leave nothing to chance and be fearless stepping out there. But they're a tough team to beat, but so are we.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because through the course of the year, you have been the best team. The stats show that. The ladder has shown that. So do you feel it's as simple as if you play your best netball, it'll be the winning netball, or do you worry about the opposition? How do you, as a coach, how do you look at it?
I don't worry. You're aware, and you're obviously aware, and you look at the strengths and or tactics or strategies of the opposition. But we then focus that in relation to our game and what we need to do in relation to that. So we are very big on our game, but we do tinker that in relation to the opposition. But, you know, we've come through this season, and it's not been plain sailing. We've had our losses, we've had some grinding and had to fight for wins, and we've had big wins, and we've had, you know, come from well back to get. So there's a composure and a control and a belief which in the group, which I think is just as important when you head into a final.
And one thing you've got is great leadership at all ends of the court, all parts of the court, which I think no doubt in big occasions will help you. And Sunday at 1 p.m. is certainly one of those big occasions. Whitey, the grand final Super Netball.
Now, Huff, we can't leave talking to Simone without asking for the impact of Sherelle, because Sherelle says that, you know, she's just doing amazing things from back home on her couch. that if it wasn't for her, that she's not sure whether that you would have even made the finals. But can you put that to bed, please?
Look, we may laugh. I won't put it to bed, but I must say that Sherelle, and the staff that we weren't able to bring with us, and, you know, we've come up here with staff that we've never worked with before. It's all those sorts of things before we actually got up here. But Sherelle has certainly played a role back there in, particularly when we're going through those two games a week, is just that scouting and looking ahead to the next opposition. So that was something that we didn't have to worry about. And she has that experience and that knowledge. She's in constant talking with the shooters. And she's been a fantastic support. And, you know, I'm so disappointed, and we were back at the start, that she couldn't be up here with us. But she has been playing a role for us, and that's been super, super important.
Well, she's very proud of that too, and very keen for it to all finish in the positive light on Sunday. Good luck to you, Simone. I think it's safe to say that all Victorian sports fans are cheering you on, and will be cheering very loudly on 1 p.m. for the kickoff of the Super Netball Grand Final. Good luck.
Thank you.
Simone McInnes to coach of the Vixens. We caught up with her yesterday because we wouldn't ask her to get up at 5:40. It would be unfair in grand final week. Although she's probably up and about doing some editing of videos and analysis of stats, Whitey, and the big game coming up on Sunday, 1 p.m, local guides. All that sort of stuff. Check your local guides because Melbourne Vixens are playing the West Coast Fever.
Do you think that they would be nervous because it's theirs to lose because they've been so dominant, or do you think they're confident because they've been the dominant side all year?
I would think, now clearly this is all subjective and a long way from being what's happening inside the camp, but I would think that they would know that they're the best team and they're going to play like
it.
I think they've been that dominant this year. And there's an element of, you know, what if, but I think you'd be able to, this group seemingly has been able to put all aside and focus on the task at hand most weeks in the Super Netball comp, and they've done a hell of a job. And Simone needs a big pat on the back for that, what she's been able to do with the girls this year. Hopefully, we get the right outcome. From us, we can say that, hopefully, but they can focus on just being the best version of themselves and make it happen. It is in their hands to a degree.